A very good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Live Talk. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America on Friday, November 16th, 2018. And my name is Jonga Kandemiri.
And I'm Tungamili Nkomo.
Tonight we are talking about traffic safety in view of a horrific bus accident in Gwanda near West Nicholson yesterday that killed 42 people and left many others with severe burns.
Let's get connected on WhatsApp. The number is 001-202-465-0318. You can also call us directly at 001-202-619-2077.
And also remember that we are streaming live on our Facebook platforms at VOA Live Talk, at VOA Ndebele, and at VOA Shona. We are also live on our websites, www.voashona.com, www.voandebele.com, as well as on www.voazimbabwe.com.
Zimbabwe was last night plunged into mourning after yet another road accident claimed lives of at least 42 people after a long-distance bus from Rishavani to Messina, South Africa, caught fire near West Nicholson in Gwanda. Police spokesperson Charity Charamba told Studio 7 that 26 other passengers were injured in the inferno that engulfed the bus after an alleged gas tank belonging to one of the passengers caught fire.
President Emmerson Mnangagwa sent his condolences to the bereaved families and urged caution on the roads. MDC leader Nelson Chamisa also joined the nation in mourning. This accident comes barely a week after another accident claimed 50 lives after two buses collided along the Harare-Rusape Highway. Some people blame the accidents on the conditions of the country's roads, but others believe that some of these accidents are as a result of human error on the part of drivers.
Yes, so that's our topic tonight, Zimbabwe, a dark day for Zimbabwe, indeed. While the police are saying that 42 people are dead in this accident, the bus itself, the bus company, which is Brooklyn Express, issued a statement this evening saying that the number of the dead people is 31. So we have a conflict there between statistics being given by the police and the number of casualties being reported by the bus company. Ilo utaba esingalo slobo zami lamhlanje utaba lwengozi yebhasi enzakale and West Nicholson. Tuzane lekwanda izolo lapho ibhasi yako Brooklyn Express elumathe khona umlilo bathi kulento edubukileyo yalumatha ke umlilo kwafa abantu abangu 42 amachumi amane lambili ngokusho kwamapolisa kushel esingathi ngamazenge ebhasi aseleyo ve lamhlanje kuseni bekulokhu kulomlotha wabantu abafabatshela balotha khonapho bekulomlotha lamathambo nje amalutshwana asalayo okuyibufakazi bokuthi kulabantu yingozi sibili ehlasimulisa umzimba abantu abaningi bayakhala lizwile endabeni zethu esanda lethulela zona besikhuluma labantu abalahlekelwe isihlobo labangane omunye ulahlekelwe ngumkakhe khonapho kanti njalo sikhulume lomtshayeli webhasi ofakaze ukubana hayi kulo muntu upassenger obuye wavika ukuthi kulento enuka ebhasini bathe ngokulayita amalayithi kwasokudubuka nje ibhasi yahle yalumatha umlilo abanye baphuma ngamawindi abanye ngokusweleka kwenhlanhla 42 ngokutsho kwamapholisa bafile khonapho kanti-ke inkampani ithi bangu 31. Lizakhumbula ukubana kunsukwana ezedluleyo kube lenye ingozi njalo eRusape lapho okunqikelane khona amabhasi amabili kwafa abantu abangamachumi amahlanu, 50 people. Isikhathi esinzima kakhulu lesi sihlobo esithandekayo. Siyazi isikhathi isekhisimusi, i-festive season, kuvame ukuba lengozi eziningi kakhulu. Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa wethule umbiko phezu kwalingozi ekhalela imuli zabafileyo, zababhubhelekiyo, njalo uthe uhulumende uzazama ngazo zonke indlela ukuncedisa. Kanti lo mkhokheli we-MDC umnumzana Nelson Chamisa le wethule amazwi enduduzo. Yilo udaba esingalo lamhlanje, jonga.
Wongu vadi wa vateri vechuro nguwa chedu ne vatereri na vose vakatatusa panenu nguwa. Nasi nyika iri kuchema zvakare, tapinda mukuchema mchino mkunge vano vanokwana kuita makumi mana ne vaviri 42 vafa mutsaona yebhazi zvichiitika mumugwagwa uri kugwanda pedyo ne West Nicholson. Bhazi ranga richibva kuzvishawane rakananga kuMessina kuSouth Africa. Zvinonzi vari pakati perwendo ipapo, mumwe wevanga vari mubhazi kana mapassenger aenda kunoudza mutyairi webhazi kuti mubhazi munenge muri kunhuhwa gasi. Saka driver paaidza kumisa bhazi abatidza malights, ndofunga sezvo anga uri usiku anga akadzima malights kwaya kune mapassenger uko. Saka paangobatidza malights, zvinonzi pabva pangoita kuputika, moto wabva wangobatira waita kuti vanhu vanokwana kuita makumi mana nevaviri vatsve nekufa mubhazi imomo. Vamwe vanodarika makumi maviri nevashanu kana over 25, mapurisa ari kuti 26 vakuwara vaendeswa kuchipatara, kusanganisirawo mutyairi webhazi. Studio 7 yakuri kuroonaye ari kuchipatara kwaari achitsanangurawo zvaakatora nzvimbo. Asi tinonzwa kuti kambani iyoyo vanove varidzi vebhazi veBrooklyn Coaches vazoburitsawo statement kana gwaro vachitaura kuti vanhu vafa patsaona iyoyo vanokwana kuita makumi matatu nemumwe chete, zvichireva kuti pane paakuzoda kuchitseketudzwa kuti paonekwe kuti uwandu hwevanhu vafa hwakamira sei, nokuti mapurisa ari kuti 42 kana makumi mana nevaviri, bhazi riri kuti makumi matatu nemumwe chete 31. Tsaona iyi iri kuuya panguva iyo Zimbabwe ichangobva mukuchema, vanhu makumi mashanu 50 vakafa mutsaona yakaitika kwaRusape uko yerimwe bhazi zvakare. Mushure metsaona iyoyo kune rimwe bhazi zvakare kuManikaland ikoko rakabheuka, vanhu gumi nevaviri vakakuvara mutsaona iyoyo. Patsaona iyoyo yaitika usiku iyi taona mutungamiri wenyika vaEmmerson Mnangagwa vachitumira mashoko ekunyaradza mhuri dzarasikirwa, vachikurudzirawo kuti vanhu vatore matano ekudzivirira tsaonawo migwagwa yatingati caution. Taonawo zvakare mutungamiri weMDC vaNelson Chamisa vaburitsawo gwaro kana statement yekuchemawo pamwe chete nemhuri yeZimbabwe tsaona iyoyo yaitika iyoyi. Nhasi tatitinzwe kune vana veZimbabwe kuti matano api chaiwo angatorwa, nokuti vakawanda vaimbopomera mhosva idzi kumigwagwa vachiti marodzi akaipa, vamwe vachiti aiwa madhiraivha anomhanya zvikuru, varidzi vemakambani vanovapa yatingati matageti ekuita nezvimwe zvakadaro, vamwe vachitiwo mapassenger vanenge vakatakurwa mubhazi ndevamwe vanokurudzira vanhu kuti vatyairi kuti mhanya tikasiko kusvika kwatiri kuenda vana vasati varara. Asi nhasi tautiona kuti matano api angatorwa kuti nyika isaramba ichirasikirwa neupenyu, nekuti panofiwa nemumwe chete Zimbabwe inenge yarasikirwa zvikuru. Zvino takazitarisa panofa vanhu 41 kana 42 nyika inenge yarasikirwa zvikuru. Ntunga.
Indeed, Jonga, we have our first guest. Let's dive in with Prince Dubeko Sipanda. He's an honorable member of parliament representing Binga North. Honorable Sipanda, good evening and welcome.
Good evening, Antunga. How are you?
We are doing great, except for this horrific, really terrible accident in Gwanda.
It's quite a sad development here for the whole country, not only for the families of those that perished in the accident, but for every citizen of this country. And it comes immediately soon after another disastrous accident along the Rusape Road. So I think the nation, the whole nation, is actually mourning by what happened. We don't know how we can deal with these issues, but they are surely issues of concern to the whole nation and to the whole population.
The frequency at which lives are being lost on these roads, Honorable Spanda, is really startling. I know there is a lot of finger pointing, many people pointing at the government, and also the government admitting that, we really need to fix our roads, but many motorists are violating road safety regulations left, right, and center. How do we address this problem?
I think if you remember, Nkomo, last week when I was commenting on the Rusape accident, I'm also one of those people that pointed the finger. And I pointed my finger at the rate at which we are developing our road infrastructure. But if you look at today's accident, it appears as if it's an accident that was caused by a failure to uphold the safety standards in public transport. So I think we need maybe to sit down as a country and interrogate so much to say, where are we having a gap in terms of the issues to do with the road safety? If we don't do that, we might continue to blame everyone else except us. So I believe that it is important that a proper investigation be conducted so that when we come up with measures to try and prevent these accidents, we would have scientifically obtained a result out of an inquiry. If we don't do that, I fear we can continue blaming each other without really addressing the problems that we have.
Mm. Pakaoma apo, onaribo, idambudziko chairo nekuti kubvira makore sapfuura nyika iri kurasikirwa nevanhu vakawanda. Muna 2016 kwakaitika imwe tsaona hombe, muna 2015 kwakaitika imwe tsaona hombe, bhazi raenda kuMalawi Zupco rakarovera nerimwe repainia kwaMutoko, vanhu vakawanda vakafa vanosvika ndofunga makumi mashanu. Asiwo imi senhengo dzedare reparamende, zvii zvamuri kuitawo mukudzika mitemo panyaya dzematsaona?
Parizvino handina zvandingati specifically zvatiri kuita kuti tidzike mutemo ndezvipi, nokuti tinotarisira kuti mutemo yatinayo kana ikachengetedzwa naivavo vanofanira kuti vachengetedze mutemo yacho, ndofunga kuti inenge yakatikwanira kuti tisawane ngozi dzakawanda mukati memigwagwa. But sematauriro andaita pokutanga, ndofunga zvakuda kuti dai zvikaita, vanhu vakaitawo some kind of an investigation yokuti tikwanise kuti tizivisise chaizvo chaizvo kuti chiri kukanganisa chii, migwagwa yedu here, vanhu here vari kutadza kuteedzera mitemo, kana kuti kuita sei kuitira kuti kana toapply whatever mitemo yatinenge tichida kuti tishandise, tinenge taakushandisa zvinhu zvinobuda pamusoro peruzivo ratetawana pakuongorora. So ndokufunga kwandoita parizvino, we cannot simply come up toti isusu ngatiite chakati tisina kutanga taongorora kuti tione kuti chikonzero chii.
Thank you so much, Honorable. Maita basa, ramba yanyu muri parunhare. Iye zvino taane mumwe wevadare vedu tina vatatenda chinoda veku Traffic Safety Council of Zimbabwe vari mutauriri. Makadi vachinoda?
Tinofara mushamarari, makadini nevateereri vese, tina urombo nokurashika kweupenyu hwavanhu.
Ndizvozvo, aiwa inyika yapinzwa mukuchema. Tichiona kuti vachinoda sangano renyu nderekuona nezvekudzivirirwa kwenjodzi mumigwagwa umu. Zvii zvamuri zvamungataura pamusoro petsaona dzaramba dzichingopfekerana kudaidzi?
Chokutanga, basa redu izvozvo ndekunyatsoongorora zuva nezuva, topirwa mari kuongorora tsaona dzinogona kudzivirika sei. Zvinomboitika sechi chiri kunyeta yatingati muchirungu academic research, kwete zviya zvekungonzwa kungoti vanhu vanomhanyira kuita zveshungu. Zveshungu hazvibatsiri pamugwagwa. Nokuona kuti mazuva ano yangovanjakemutatu makobeni madhiraivha edu mazhinji, kwete emakobhe nemabhazi chete, madhiraivha edu ese mazhinji vamwe ndemakereke chaivo varasa hunhu, mitemo haichateedzerwi sezvainofanira kuitwa.
Thank you so much, Mr. Chinoda. Please do stay on the line, Ntunga. That was Mr. Tatenda Chinoda, Traffic Survey Council of Zimbabwe spokesperson.
Indeed, ube kuluma gilapo umnumzana Chinoda. Ukulume ngokuthi okwenzakala.
We have a listener.
Ngamafitshane. Okay. Uthi okwenzakala kulezi insuku. Abachayeli abanengi kabasayinanzeleli, kabasayinaki imithetho yemigwaqo. Uyabona umchayeli engena nje i-robot, ilayithi libomvu. Kube sokuya kwehla ke ingozi khonapho, kanti ungafika ku-robot ungathola libomvu, uyama umelele ukubana lize libe luhlaza. Uyakhala njalo ukuthi abantu abanengi nxa umchayeli esenza into ezingaqondanga ekuchayeleni laphana bayazithulela, kanti ke bayabe sebekhala nxa sebesezibhedlela sebelimele. Siyeza kuwe mnumzana Sibanda ngamafitshane. Sithathe umlaleli ijonga titore mtereri wedu.
Va Mananda kulumay.
Va Mananda magadi.
Magadi ne vatbachire mishine nae zvizvarwa zvese zvemuZimbabwe.
Aiwa,
magadi iwo. Muri kundinzwa here?
Ndiri kunzwa asi muri kutaurira pasi kudarika va Mananda vatinoziva vaya.
Hello.
Yes, ndiri kunzwai but muri pasi.
Muri kunzwa zvakanaka.
Takukunzwai?
Dambudziko randinaro. Okay. Danga ndiri kuda kuti namatambudziko nokurasikirwa kwataita nevanhu vedu mukati memabhazi umu. Ndandichishuvira kuti kune vadari vedu ava vari muparamendi, mamembers of parliamendi yedu, kuti ngavaite vachitarisawo mitemo nekufambirana kuri kuita nguva. Ndinofunga kuti migwagwa yedu zvizhinji zvacho migwagwa yedu yava nharo yanga ichida kumbodzerwawo kuti ive nekufaranyuka, pamwe chetewo nokuona kuti mazi chaiwo chaiwo limit anofanira kugadziriswa, vanhu vasangomhanya like nguva ino yatiri inoita kuenda kuChristmas kudai. nguva zhinji tinorasikirwa nevanhu vakawanda wanda zvikuru sezimba unozwa zvinorwadza uchinzwa kuti pafa vanhu vanoraudzira over 40 zvinorwadza kusvika pokupedzisira but the end of the day kutakuva kwamwari atanga kuti maita haungaugona kuita nawo chivero changu changa chiri chekuti imboita yavanhu zvitarisa kuona kuti mimigogo yedu and also road gat kumabhasi zvedu nezvese zvinongotakura vanhu ngazvitarisewo kuna kuti zvine rwete yakakwara here zviri siti yekuramba zviri pogwagwa ndekokudzuka kwamunotaura kuti gasi rakadhuka kureva kutona kuti kune munhu angai gasi tovhu rake rakakurwa riri imomo kuti zvimwe zvinhu zvakafanana izvozvo zvinova kumadanger goods zvinofanira kuchengetwa nenzira yakwana pamwe rangisina kubva rakakwara zvekuti ranga kulika zvakonzera rufu kuvanhu vakawandisa zvakadero saka inda ndine chishuwo chekuti ngatiedzei kugadzirisa mitemo yedu inobata kuti munhu wega wega anodhiraivha aone kare ari munhu anonanzerera mitemo yakanyorwa pamigwagwa kuti kana spidi limit kuno kusouth africa kwandinogara matrucks chaiwo haachatobvumidzi kutomhanya zviri modern akutongobva kumanufacturing kwaanobva ikoko kwaanogadzirwa speed limit ingori pa80 hazvichakwanisiki kuti kune truck dzichiri kumhanya over that ndedzakagadzirwa kare dziri kugadzirwa nhasi dziri kunguva dziri paspeed ye80 handizivi kuti maamuchindidzawo zvakanaka here vana vajonga
iye zvino izvi maakunzwika zvakanaka makangozvitaura futi izvo nesindebele hamune manyatsochinzwisisikwa chaizvo
ngiti nina ama members etu nava vasimelere napo kuparamendi kufanele nje bahlalisane phantsi babone kuti emigwakweni yethu ibe wider balungise ukuthi emigwakwa yethu ibe wider uyebo ukuthi ama-speed alungiswe nje ukuthi amabhasi agijime if kuba kuthi agijime 80 or 90 kilometer per hour kufanele ukuthi kube njalo by the end of the day le mithetho yenelo ibhaliwe phakathi komgwagwa inanzelelwe kakhulu most of the time because nalapho njalo nalapho ngihlala khona la e-South Africa amatrak akandwa namhlanje even ngiyacabanga futhi njalo namabhasi kungayenzeka ukuthi amabhasi mhlawumbe saagcina agijima ku-100 kilometer per hour amatrak anamhlanje agijima 80 kilometer per hour nazo ke lapho ngicabangako futhi ukuthi even amabhasi ethu asekhaya namatax is possible because imigwagwa yethu ayisekho right yikho ngithi mina ama-m p bafanele bakubone lokho
hayi siyabonga ngokungena kuhlelo mnumzana Mananda
thank you very much wish you the best today
thank you so much. I wish you the same. Si tine mwe mutereri Jonga asiti sati taenda kwari timboenda kuna vasvanda nekuna vachinoda. Mnumzana Svanda spenduke kuwe. Lina njengamalunga etalele parlamente. Ubona ngani mlandu bani elilawo ekulwisaneni lo hlupho lwengozi somgwaqo elolo.
Umlandu wethu Nkomo kawusuki phakathina kwesisekelo somthetho welizwe iconstitution yethu. Iconstitution yethu iyatsho ukuthi umsebenzi wethu njengabameli yikuba ngabameli babantu, yikuba yithi esilungisa umthetho njalo yikuba yithi ofuza ukuthi sikhangele ukuthi uhulumende usebenza njani. So ke umsebenzi lomlando wethu esilawo yibona lo asisuki kuleyo mlando emithathu yokumela abantu njalo lokulungisa imithetho kanye lokuthi uhulumende esebenze kuhle. So okwakhathesi ke okwakuqala ngokokuthi siyakwazi ukuthi into yakuqala kade abantu vele bekhala ngayo isikhathi eside ukuthi imigwaqo yethu zindledlana kabusomgwaqo mncane kakhulu. So ke kuqakathekile ukuthi sithatheni imali yelizwe eningi yakhona siyibekeni emgwaqweni ukwenzela ukuthi singabi lempilo ezihamba zilahleka emgwaqweni. Okwesibili okufuze ukuthi sikwenze njengabameli yikubana silalele ukuthi abantu bathini, bathi yini abantu iproblem ukuthi izimoto ziyagijima kakhulu, kutsho ukuthi yini kufuze ukuthi sengezele indlela zoku zokukhangela ukuthi abahamba emgwaqweni bayilandelise bayilandelela yini imithetho yemgwaqweni. So khonokho okabe kukhulunywe ngabantu yikho okufuze ukuthi sikwenze, but okusobala kathesi osokukhulunywe ngayo isikhathi ngakho isikhathi eside yikuthi imigwaqo yethu ngabe siyayilungisisa ibe mide, ikakhulu yona ibe mkhulu, ibe banzi, ikakhulu yona leyi imigwaqo ethatha abantu besuka kuleli lizwe besiya kwamanye amazwe. Kanti njalo yiyo imigwaqo esetshenziswa kakhulu yizimota eziningi ezisuka kwamanye amazwe zingena kwamanye amazwe khonapha e-Southern Africa. So mbona ngani-ke ukuthi imigwaqo yethu siyicelise kunganceda, mbona ngani kungenza ukuthi ingozi lezi zehle. So-ke umsebenzi wethu ephaliyamende kubana ukuthi uhulumende njengoba ngathesi sifika kubhajethi sibone ukuthi kanti vele kuphiwe emalini kulomsebenzi wokucelisa imigwaqo.
Thank you, the Honorable Spanda. And please do stay on the line. Mr. Chinoda, coming back to you and to you viewers and listeners, Mr. Tatenda Chinoda is the spokesperson for the Traffic Safety Council of Zimbabwe. Honorable Spanda is talking about the need to dualize and expand our roads. Mr. Chinoda, we are hearing of dualization of roads and expansion of the Bedbridge Road. The last time it was the Plumtree-Mutare-Blawayo Road, which I think was done badly because that road is still very, very narrow. That way, really, you are not precluding the prospect of accidents. You really need to expand those roads. Am I wrong, Mr. Chinoda?
You might want to know that there are six conditions which, when terrible, can trick drivers into accidents. One of which is the road condition. There is the light, the vehicle, the driver, the weather conditions, it well. But now, we as Traffic Safety Council don't speak from nowhere. We speak from research and statistics. Our greatest undoing is the failure to accept responsibility as road users. We are all aware about our economic challenges, everyone from here and internationally. What we believe in as Traffic Safety Council of Zimbabwe and as what has been done already, the most navigable highway in the region, comparatively, one of the most navigable highways is the Plumtree-Mutare Highway. Unfortunately, I can send through our research on what is happening on these highways. You will be surprised that the Chirundu-Bidebridge via Harare Highway is number three killer. Number one killer in the road, Yakagadwa, the most navigable. And we just don't want to accept. I always believe that we need to be scientific about these things and be academic. You are right, I've told you and I've accepted that there are six conditions. But the most critical condition is the driver condition. Everywhere where you go, in UK, people are dying. In the United States of America, people are dying. In Malawi, people are dying because of the driver condition. So if the honorable member would want some statistics and research that we do every now and then, we can give them. In on the evidence-based intervention, if we don't have evidence of what is happening, we are going to ban the
Jakuhumarondarikumusana.
Yes, there are plans that dualization. Dualization is key, yes. But a hanging fruit which does not require foreign currency is dualization of the attitudes of our drivers and road users, number one. Number two, we voted the legislature to form laws in parliament, not to steal most of their time bickering. You know, my issues, you can tell you that, my issues are what they are bickering about. Show that we know there is MDC and ZANPF. They put politics aside and develop the nation in terms of even the law. This is what we feel, really and seriously, so that we can overcome the challenge, the pain of the day.
Ndikubata imuromo. Vachinoda ndikubata imuromo. Mongoramba muri parunhare taita vatereri vaenda pa queue todzoka kwamuri izvozvi. Sorry for that. Regai tingotora vatereri. Tine vatereri vatora ngo vakabata tina vamuzenda makadi. Hello. Vamuzenda.
Vamuzenda makotsira here muripo parunhare.
Asi noti kuvatereri vese vakatevera muno muZimbabwe. Ndinoka ngatiregei kulema migwagwa nezvimwe zvetinozoisa apo zvekuti kwanzi ndine zvakadhevheropiwa. Mistake iri tetiri isu nyangwe nemadhiraivha edu nokuti madhiraivha iwaya kana ari mumugwagwa. Dzimwe nguva ini ndakafamba nemabhasi ukamuudza kuti dhiraivha mava kutifisha. Why are you going so fast? You are driver, chichi yarara, giri driver, ini zandi utazo dito. Tomu zako ndani takontakta. Driver wako ulinganyanya u. Mu manyo chiko, saiko chino kunopisa. Ini wako ndani kia chichi, waka driver kare. Ati mungu mkanganisha. Ini zizo zonga, zine itakuti, si ekozere accident. Ino kutu accident, ikai. Ini mumakombi, mumabasi, mchi, zino kana kenda kubasi, lari vile mabasi. I don't think you want to go and 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 go driver go and go and surprise and go 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 and the absence of data nani, it was no quanta. Mufiro Gita Banino, how fat is a chose. So, what is he? Oh, I mean, there is a gas in the bus. If I tell you, I'm afraid he's a gas in the bus. On that Japanese of Garaka, it's a gas in the kingdom pass. As far as we know, my anonymous came away road and so on. Petro, gas is a resource you put up. Zvino kupindire kumugasi ndakaende kumarwe kune mamwe matrucks anoite basa iyero noti mubasi but then even see kuti conductor ariwo ungoona kuti wakatorerei gasi paakaritorera chiso mubasi mumwe musinengeri fevariti ihama idi ero zvaritidza izvozvo
vamuzenda ipapo ndikubate muromo ndikubate muromo ipapo vamuzenda hatina chokwadi chokuti conductor akarakidzwa here tengi regasi iroro kana riri kanista yegasi kuti atipinda munhu isiwo mapasenger unogona kutopinza wakawiga mabhegi edaya anonzi tinoati chii maetenda aya unogona kutopinda wakatoviga tengi rako imomo driver anongofunga na conductor anongofunga kuti ipaso yako saka isisiwo futi vanhu tofanira kuti tingori responsible kuti uzive kuti gasi rinobatira moto nekukasika harifanira kunge riri pane vamwe
ipapo ndinotenderana newe ngati ruzhinjika makondakita iwaya ane fevha nevamwe vanhu zvisina basa sokuti fevha inyaya iya vanoita tichitaura isu kuti gasi ramhanyisa kana kuti kombi yamhanyisa uno wachitiregai zvakadaro ndezvadhiraivha so izvirongo kuitarite kondakita haazivi zvaanoita asi vari vemabhasi nevamakondakita nevamakombi havadzingi vanhu vakadaro basa ndo vanhu vanofanira kudzingwa on the spot
ndizvozvo. Thank you so much.
Zvakaipa
ndizvo zvaiva maita basa vamuzenda regai tinzwe kuna
matisa ipapo ndakupe chishungu dzangu asi
ndizvozvo. Aiwa maita basa tine mumwe muteereri ari parunhare tingadai taramba tichikurukura nemi vamuzenda zvino tina mukoma tinashe mupenyu vari parunhare makadii mukoma tinashe.
Ndakasimba mukasikuya mukoma jonga
muri kupi mukoma tinashe.
Ini ndiri kusouth africa kudobeg ya
ndizvozvo taurai tinzwawo pfungwa dzenyingo tiidimu nekuti nhare dzai dzine dziri kupisa pane vakawanda varoda kupinda muchirongwa.
Ya chiri kuitika mukoma jonga ndakanzwa pakagara hurumende yavamunanga wagwema rimwe zuva anoitaura kuti yauya nesolution yekuti vaite ma road dani vanhu vaite ma retest every after 2 years road retest yeka haina kunobatsira kuma drive. I've been in the road driving for the past 20 years. Retest haina zvainobatsira kuma driver. Retest inotongopromota huri kuvit. Tinokosha kuti madriver aite through. Ndo iri kutaurwa yekuenda kumakuita defensive driving inoitwa neroad panoti road traffic safety o ndo yakakosha. Ngavamanikidze kuti vanhu vaiite maybe ngatiti every after maybe 6 months or 1 year. Ndo yakakoshesesa iyoyo because vanhu ava vanodzidzisa munhu wobviswa muchiudriver chiya chiya nokuita munhu wokudzidzisa kuti road upenyu hwemunhu hwakakosherei upenyu hwako hwakakosherei unofamba sei mumugwagwa right. Chechipiri ngavamanikidze mapublic transport aya kuti afambe at least 80 kilometers per hour ive in Foursquare zvechokwadi chokwadi kuti mapublic transport ngaafambe 80 kilometers per hour maybe ngavabate futi maemployers ndiwozve anofosa vachai kufamba kumhanya kuti vanovapa target vovakonzera kuti ndai muite piruka mudzoke nekuti vanenge vakapuhwa certain amount of money yekuti vanofanira kuita idei saka zvinopa pressure driver kuti amhanye thereby omba azopfurikidza mwero weparoad wekufamba nawo kwakukonzera maaccident ari anecessary. Those are some of the things I'm going to draw this with. There it is not our one who remains as Nagana and the Basa, the Shan, the Go Promoter, or Takato Kosh and Gala Kuru, Magdaiba, IP, Nate Kanero, traffic and traffic and Taka Kosh and Kuru.
Oh, thank you so much, Mukoma Tinashe Mpenyu. And Tunga, that was Mukoma Tinashe Mpenyu calling from South Africa. He says that drivers must be forced to undergo defensive driving courses and also urge bus owners not to give targets to their bus crews because some say that they are given a daily target. He also said that public transport must be forced to travel at a maximum of at least 80 kilometers per hour, and these are some of the measures he think can bring sanity on the roads. We also heard from Mr. Muzenda before Mukoma Tinashe came onto the program. Muzenda said we should not blame the roads. Mistakes come from drivers and other road users. So he's saying most of these accidents are as a result of human error. He's also blaming bus owners for not engaging with their drivers on how to drive on the roads, and also the issue of, I think, public relations, because it says that especially some conductors, they are rude. If you tell them that the driver is over-speeding, they don't respond to you in a courteous way. That's Mr. Muzenda, and he also is urging the government to deal with these problems.
Yebo kunjalo jonga ngumlaleli ke lo oqeda khuluma uyavumelana lo mnumzana tatenda chinoda owe Traffic Safety Council of Zimbabwe ukubana ingozi eziningi zibangelwa ngabachayeli abangachayeli ngonanzelelo njalo bengayilandeli imilayo yemigwaqo. Uthi okuthiwa yi-retesting lokho ukuvivinywa kakutsha kwabachayeli e-VID kuphehla i-corruption inkohlakalo kuphela. Uthi okumele kwenziwe ikufundiswa i-defensive driving i-Traffic Safety Council of Zimbabwe. Njalo uthi ama-public transporters izimota ezithwala uzulu amabhasi amaroli kungaba ngokunye okunjalo amakhombi kumele agavunwe ispeed bahambe nge-at least 80 kilometers per hour. Mnumzana Isibanda uyamuza umlaleli uyabezwa abalaleli bayakhuluma bavumelana lawe bavumelane njalo labe Traffic Safety Council of Zimbabwe ukuthi abachayeli esikhathini esiningi yibo abayabe bengalandelanga imilayo yomgwaqo, yibo abayabe bengathathanga unanzelelo, yikho kugcina kusiba le ngozi ezinje. Kuyini okungenziwa mhlawumbe izinhlanganiso ezifana le Traffic Safety Council behlangana labama transporters behlangana labachayeli bezimota ezithiyeneyo, ngaba ngumchayeli ozimeleyo, ngaba ngumchayeli webhasi ungaba ngumchayeli wekhombi kuyini okungenziwa abantu bengahlangana ndawonye
acho ukuthi okufuze kwenzakale kuyini wathi ngitsho ukuthi ajabulelanga umbono kababa uChinoda ubaba uChinoda uthi yena abameli babo ngabe kuthiwa bayayekela ukutshona begxokozela bexabana ngezombangazwe kulokuthi belungisise imithetho yasemgwaqweni kodwa uyakhohlwa uChinoda ukuthi yena njengesikhulumeli seZimbabwe Traffic Safety Board uphansi kwengatha kahulumende eyiyo elomsebenzi omkhulu hathi ukufundisa wodwa abantu abasebenzisa umgwaqo but njalo ukucebisa idale laseParliament ukuthi hayi okushota khona imithetho yethu kulapha nalaphana ukuze leyo mthetho silungisise amalunga awedale leParliament kazivumbeli imithetho evela engqondweni zabo basebenza lengatha zikahulumende ezizo ezibapha ama advices ukuthi hayi lapha ke udubo esilalo nantu kasenzeni so nxa esitsho ubaba uChinoda uthi yena udubo olukhulu olukhona ngelokuthi abantu abachayela izimota kabazikhathi kuhle emgwaqweni kanti ngumsebenzi wakhe kasomsebenzi kamember of parliament ukuthi efundisa labo bantu ukuthi behambe ngendlela efaneleyo so-ke ngabe kuthiwa sikhuluma kanje ispecialist kusikhathi sebudget ngabe sikhuluma kanje sisizwa emanewspaperi emarediyweni ukuthi iZimbabwe Traffic Safety Board ithi iParliamente kayisinike imali eningi ukwenzela ukuthi umnyaka ozayo sifundise abantu abaningi abasebenzisa umgwaqo ngabe ngiyavumelana naye kodwa sefuna ukuthatha-ke ukwehluleka kwakhe ngoba ngomunye walabo abehlulekayo i-board yakhe efuza ukuthi ifundise-ke ama-drivers kanye lama-passengers ukuthi beziphathe njani yiyo esithi hayi ngabe kuyalungisa umthetho kodwa kawutsho ukuthi umthetho ofuza ukuthi ulungiswe yiwuphi so-ke okufuze kwenzakale ukuthi-ke laba abaqatshwe nguhulumende njengobaba uChinoda abasebenza ukubona ngokuthi abantu behambe kuhle emgwaqweni kufuze ukuthi behlale phansi bebuye eParliament besitshele njengabameli ukuthi thina esikutholayo scientifically yilokhu yikho-ke lina elibumba umthetho bumbani umthetho liwuthi ngaleyi ndlela lokho bangakwenza thina lathi asiwubumbi nje umthetho ngoba bona basitshelile sizayehla njalo singene ebantwini okuhlanganisa labo abalaleli akade befona bekhuluma ngabakukhulumayo ukuthi besitshele ukuthi hayi umthetho wethu ungabe usilela lapha ulungisenini ufike endaweni enje then sesihambani sonke amboni ukuthi khona owezimbabwe Traffic Safety Board angasola umbumbi womthetho ukuthi hayi nguye oseyenza ukuthi kube le ngozi esemgwaqweni amboni ukuthi kungaba kuliqiniso lokho thina saziswa yibo sicetshiswa yibo sizwa ngabantu sesibumba ke lapho ufuze ukuthi kubunjwe khona ukukhala kukhala sonke njengelizwe kodwa sowufuze ukuthi siphumeni le micijo yokuthi siwulungiseni njani sisonke
vaChinoda hanzi na Honorable Sibanda musangoshora nhengo zedare reparamende nekuti imi seTraffic Safety Council of Zimbabwe ndimi munofanirwa kuuya kudare kuzoti ngati chinjei apa mutemo ngatiitei izvi neizvi
okay I would like to respect the position that he has articulated so very well. My issue is on everyone because road safety, holistic road safety is achieved in 6 years. When there was cholera outbreak in September, almost everyone was in the momentum, was in the overdrive to say, let's stop cholera. That's what I'm talking about. I know for sure procedure and protocols that will raise the issue, advise the minister, and get to parliament. All
the
I
cholera issue was brought into the limelight. It was not brought into the limelight by parliamentarians. It was brought into the limelight by the responsible department of government, which is in the health sector. So which is your sister department, but in the health sector. They brought that issue into to make it to be topical. And we simply wrote on their advice. So we are saying, if that is what you want, please do the same
like what your sister department in the health sector did when there was a cholera outbreak, then you will see that you get that political will that you desire for us to achieve what you have scientifically obtained is because of our accident.
That I have not argued. All I am saying, Honorable Swanda, is that in every constituency, in every village, there are tears as a result of road trust crashes. While there is due procedure and due diligence to be taken to make sure that the issues are adhered to or are debated, but there is always a spontaneous thing, like right now we are shedding tears because of the 42 or so who perished. That the collective consciousness is the aspect that I am saying is missing. But you are right in terms of the procedure and processes. For example, right now also what has been contributed by Uwalam Zenda or the other speaker, we have Statutory Instrument 129 of 2015, Section 64, Subsection 2, which speaks to speed governors, and it says, no driver shall drive a public passenger carrying a vehicle unless that vehicle is fitted with a speed-limiting device or a speed governor. So the framework, the legal framework in respect of speeding is there. So we just wanted to make sure that people or the road users in Zimbabwe are aware that according to that SI, the enabling framework is there. Mm-hmm. And then it just has got to be enforced. And there are no two ways. If it is enforced, we can stop all these preventable tears. So I respect the Honorable's position. My issue was collective road theft conscience.
Yes.
That was the issue.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
I think both Mr. Chinoda and Honorable Swanda are on the same page.
That's true. Before we go to our caller, Masangano and Tunga, I think ZBC is just a breaking news that two people died, 19 injured in three Chinoy accidents. This happened today. They say two people died in an accident in Chinoy and Lions Den. The first accident involved a Honda Fit that overturned early this morning in Chinoy, killing two people and injuring one along the Chinoy-Chegutu Road. The second one involved a UD lorry that veered off the road before plunging into Unyani River in Chinoy along the Harare-Chirundu Highway, injuring all 14 occupants. 13 of the occupants were confirmed to be Minister of Transport workers. Then the last one, the last accident involved a Mercedes-Benz vehicle that overturned after bursting a rear tire along the Chinoy-Chirundu Road, injuring four people. This came from Acting Police Spokesperson for Mashonaland and West Assistant Inspector Ian Kowera, who confirmed the accidents.
Ngeziphuthumayo ke lezo ezibikwa yi-ZBC bavika ukubana kulabantu ababili abafele kwenye ingozi eyenzakale eChinoy, lapho kubhekwe khona imota yohlobo lwe-Honda Fit. Bathi njalo kulenye ebhekileyo i-UD iroli kwalimala abantu abangu-14 ishumi lane okuyisebenzi zikahulumende. Izo indaba esingazo ke namhlanje udaba lwengozi zomgwaqo. Isikhathi laphana sesifika ku-12 minutes before the top of the hour. Lamhlanje abasanda sixhuma sixoxa ngodaba lwengozi zomgwaqo. We are talking road safety in view of the horrific Western Nicholson bus accident that killed at least 42 people yesterday, according to police. Sithathe umlaleli umnumzana Mahlangana. Kunjani mlaleli, wakati yako?
Ngikhona.
Yeah, uyizwile indaba esingayo lamhlanje baba, indaba ezisa usizi kakhulu. Ungasipha umbono wakho.
Mina enye into engiyibonako lapha eZimbabwe, uyabona ukuthi amabhasi eZimbabwe wonke angalungelanga ukuhamba emgwaqweni, because uzobona ukuthi amabhasi akhona uzothola ukuthi kugcwele bahwindi, banekani labathi abazwisisi, abafuna ukulalela ama-passenger. Ma uthi uyakhuluma ukuthi mina ngibe ngisekhaya last month ngo-October, ngibe ngiphume eShirezi ngithi ngiyofuna i-ID. Abantu laba bazoba bagwalise bhazi kubo hwindi, abazwisisi, abalaleli ama-passengers. Uthola ukuthi ibhazi ligijima la ku-Dust Road, ligijima ngenye ndlela. Inye into ngiyibona, kuyabona okufana nala e-South Africa ukuthi kunjani. sisonke na.
Yes, sisonke ba.
Uyabona la umthetho weSouth Africa, umthetho weSouth Africa, uyabona ukuthi ubantu unono for weZimbabwe, because iZimbabwe abantu bakona kukhuluma ngepolitics kuphela every day. Akunento leyilungiswa ukuthi inganceda abantu, because uyabona ukuthi la eSouth Africa kunesikhathi sokuthi ma udrive 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 uyovuselela iphablic yakho, uyochekwa amehlo ukuthi ubona kahle, uphile kahle, isugar diabetes yakho ayisephezulu, yonke into yachekiwa udrive. Abadrive wala eSouth Africa bayenza asali ukuthi i-accident ayenzeki if uyachekwa or njani, but uyovuselela futhi next isikhathi masilingana or 3 months uyovuselela futhi iphablic yakho. Njalo babona ukuthi uzothola ukuthi lo muntu udrive outro ukuthi uyagula ngazi izikhathi, uthola ukuthi i-high blood phezulu oro kunifuna ukugula or uthola ukuthi angasaboni kahle. Manje ngibona ukuthi inkinga yeZimbabwe izinto ziningi zingamosheka because kukhulunywa nge-politics kudlula ezinye izinto laphandle.
Hayi, siyabonga ngokungena kuhlelo mnumzana Mahlangana. Ubesithinta ke semzansi lapho uMahlangana. Sithathe njalo omunye umlaleli ecingweni. Kunjani mlaleli?
Ngiyaphila, kunjani?
Hayi, siyaphila. Ngubani igama?
Igama ngu-Brian Matanda.
Brian Matanda.
Yebo baba.
Yebo Matanda, akusiphi umbono wakho? Izwile indaba.
Ya, indaba ngiyayizwa mpela mpela. Athi yazi mina into engiyibona baba la engathi imbangela yezingozi emgwaqweni. Namapolisa avame ukuma emgwaqweni bebabamba indaba ama-blocks. But you on surprise. Akuna polisa elikhangela imoto ukuthi amathaya are they right? Ikhangela ukuthi license, all those things are clear, sikhulunywa ngabantu ama-defensive, all those things. Ukuthi i-right yini. Ipolisa lifika likhulume no-driver nje kuphela lizimele lapho, liphiwe i-S9, liyafulathela liyahamba. Ukuthi masuka lapho futhi siye VIP. I-VIP yathola ukuthi amakhombi namabhasi awasahambi for testing like regularly the way ayifunza ngakhona kudala. VIP yafika baphiwe lawo esincane itrak or ibhasi or ikhombi ifaka isipika iyaphuma ingene emgwaqweni. Ingenamashok ingenani, ubone ukuthi ibhasi iphuma lapho ithekile nje, ibhasi ayisakwazi nokuhamba, ayinanex but iyaphuma isekile sokuthi it's fit to be on the road. Those are the things that that are causing some of the accidents, the corruption. Then that's ukubuya le nto yokuthi ama-repairs mina ngiyibona isebenza. Ukhona omlalelo okwakhuluma ngokuthi just promoting corruption. Leyo must be off, totally off. Then I think indaba ye-defense is very vital. Mina ngilana e-South Africa ngi-drive ama-trucks. I do have that defensive driving certificate. Ngakubona leyo nto is very vital to have. Because it's literally about how to save life on the road. Ngiyabonga
mlaleli. Hayi, siyabonga lathi Matanda. Mr. Chinoda, who gets a defensive driving certificate? Can anyone come forward, step forward and get one, or it's only public transporters?
Defensive driving is for everyone who is licensed to drive a motor vehicle on our roads in Zimbabwe. However, the law demands that all public service vehicles, and this law is Sector Instrument 168 of 2006. It is compelling such drivers, but the spirit of road safety should compel everyone to walk in and say, I need to train in defensive driving, because we believe dollars are cheap, but human life is expensive. And we say, if you are a defensive driver, you drive to prevent accidents in spite of the incorrect actions of others or the presence of adverse driving conditions. That's what we really take through our drivers. Everyone is supposed to do that in the interest of safety on our roads or of peace on our roads.
Tumbo, kwa kuna honorable Siwanda. Honorable, tinoona kuti vanhu vazhinji zvikuriro vedzi motokara vanenge vaine mafambiro akasiyana nemitemo yese ingadai ingatarwa nevanhu vedare reparamende. Mungaisa mutemo asi vanhu vasiri kuteera mitemo iyoyi. Izvi zvamungakurudzira kuti zviitwe, nokuti unoona kuti mitemo yose mizhinji mumigwagwa umu irimo, mumahavi ekodhi irimo, asi hatizviteere izvozvo.
Ini ndofunga kuti zvatofanira kuita kuti tigare pasi titiko chiri kuita kuti vanhu vasateedzere mitemo yacho, iyo mitemo iripo chii, kana kuti chii chinofanira kuti chiitiwe kuti vanhu vateedzere mitemo yacho iyoyo iripo. I think ndiyo mibvunzo yatinayo yatofanira kuti tingadai tagara pasi tobvunzana, tonzwana naMr Chinoda ivava vanoshanda mumigwagwa, ndo vanoziva mabehavior evanhu vamumigwagwa kuti sei vachibehavha nenzira yavanobehavha nayo. Vouya kuzotiudza isusu sevagadziri vemitemo yenyika kuti dai vatungamiri vekugadzira mitemo, nokufunga kwedu kuti vanhu ava vateerere mitemo iyi zvinofanira kuitwa ndezvisu. Kana kuri kuti pari kushota ndipapo apa pokuti vanhu havasi kunyanya kudzidziswa ne board iyoyi yavachinoda, then ngavauye vatiudze separiamende kuti dambudziko ratiri kuwana mukuti tiite basa redu secouncil iri charged with the responsibility to educate ma road users ndeyakati, tibatsirei apa separiamende, then we assist them so that ivo vari kuita mascientific researches like he was saying earlier on. But you know, it's not an issue of ungoita scientific research, it's an issue kuti kana waita that research wabuda nemaconclusions acho, maconclusions acho ngaitwe activated, and vanhu vanogona kuti aitwe activated tisu tinogadzira mitemo yacho. But we need to see them ma bodies aya ehurumende anoona nezvemigwagwa ngaite ukama hwakanaka neparliament, kusachao kuenda kunoona committee inoona nezvetransport mukati meparliament and tell them kuti no, isusu tiri kuona kuti challenge yatiri kuita mumigwagwa ndeyakati neyakati, vedare tibatsirei kuti zvinhu zvacho izvozvo tizvigadzirise then tofamba tese senyika. Ndofunga chiro zvofanira kuti zviitiweni, otherwise ndingangoti inini vasiri kushanda, because Mr. Chinoda vatotaura mitemo yese iripo, vaverenga masecuary instrument mitemo iyoyo, ndiro basa racho revavo vanoumba mutemo. Saka chasara ndechokuti is either mitemo haisi kuimplimentwa kana kuti pane chiri kuita kuti vanhu vacho vasateedzere mitemo iyoyo. Todii toudzana tofamba tese senyika.
Thank you the honorable Spanda. Mr. Chinoda, let's have your last word to the people of Zimbabwe as we head towards the festive season. You have 1 minute.
That Honorable Swanda has raised a very critical issue of communication. We as a council mandated to look into road safety, really to communicate with our parliamentary portfolio committee on road safety or Ministry of Transport. That is very critical. I think lack of communication will also breed a lot of misunderstanding. Thank you so very much. Now, the festive season is beckoning, and to the generality of the populace of Zimbabweans, what we can do tomorrow, which does not require foreign currency, is to save lives on our roads by slowing down. Passengers demand that drivers slow down where necessary. And drivers, please make an effort just to get the training in defensive driving, because as a chip, but human life is expensive. Please take it night and eat on our roads. Become of this, Patricia Mkwai, to get someone on our foot.
Thank you so much, Ziko Mogambiri. Thank you there. This is it, Zimbabwe, and we hope we'll see less and less of these accidents going forward, Jonga.
Yes, maybe Honorable MP may just have 10 seconds, last word. Christmas is coming.
Christmas is coming. It is supposed to be time for joy and pleasure and family reunion. It is the time that we forget all our troubles and sit down as families and try to comfort each other that we still have got hope in the future. And therefore, it is important that each person that is driving another human life should be as careful as possible in
thank
the manner that they exercise their
thank you, the Honorable. Let's give it the thanks, Prince Adube Gospanda, MP for Binga North, as well as Tatenda Chinoda of the Traffic Safety Council of Zimbabwe. Good night, Zimbabwe. I'm Tungamili Nkomo.
Neni, Junga Kande Mirin, Sika Kanganwe, Vatere Rivese, Vapinda Mshurongwa, Mwara Sakanaka, Kati, Muchengete Upenyu, Mumikuwa Kwa.